Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, morning show is United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio, representing the 17th Congressional District, and of course, former United States Navy officer. Good morning.
Larry, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So your reaction when you heard about what Elon Musk had posted, considering last Friday he was in the Oval Office with President Trump before he came to Pittsburgh, and it seemed like he was leaving from his daily work at Doge and was going to just be a consultant. And this is a remarkable turnaround.
Well, look, on this tax bill, Elon Musk and I agree. I think it's a terrible bill. As folks may know, I mean, it would add trillions to the deficit over the next decade. And so I think it's fiscally irresponsible there. And look, I hear from folks left, right, center in my district, they want us to get the fiscal house in order in Washington. And this bill would, my goodness, go the other direction and does that on the backs of taking away health care from millions. You know, my district, we're talking about 20,000 people who lose their health care if this bill became law. So I think it's a bad bill. I voted against it. And I hope the Senate changes course. Folks may know, you know, it passed out of the House, but the Senate still hasn't taken this bill up yet. And I urge our senators to change this thing and vote it down.
I guess the biggest issue for a lot of people is they hear tax cuts, they think, well, that's good. But on the other end, adding a trillion to the national debt is an issue. So what's in it that's making it so expensive?
Well, and let me be clear here, Larry. I think tax cuts for hardworking people make a lot of sense, right? People feel like they paid a lot of taxes. What you don't need is to have massive, massive tax giveaways for, I'm talking the richest people in the history of the planet, billionaires and big corporations. That's what's ballooning the cost of it. And you're seeing hardworking people barely get any tax relief, if at all, under this bill, alongside some of these pretty bad cuts to health care and food programs that I know even farmers and food banks have big opposition to, as do I. And so to me, I think the fiscally responsible thing here, you have tax relief for the vast majority of people. You have the richest folks in America, billionaires and others, pay a little more in taxes. And you get our fiscal house in order. That way you can make some good investments in education and food programs and healthcare.
What are the odds that some of these things will be stripped from this before the Senate makes a decision?
Well, I think given the announcement from Elon Musk, who I know my Republican counterparts are taking a lot of orders from these days, scrambles things for them, and it should. I think it's been a bad bill. I do hope they change course. I know Senator Fetterman has already said he's going to oppose the bill. So, again, I hope they change this and reject this approach and start over. And remember, this is Republican leadership here has been working on a purely partisan basis. They have not involved Democrats in this. This has not been in a negotiation where we have some bipartisan work. It's been a purely partisan bill. I think if they start to work with Democrats, we can craft a much better bill for the American people. But I've seen no effort over there. I think that's been a mistake.
And when do you anticipate they'll take up the vote?
Well, there've been different pieces of news coming out. I know the original plan was they wanted this done before July 4th, but I think with Republicans in such disarray, they're going to struggle to get that done. And so I don't want to guess, but I think they've got real issues on the Republican side of getting their votes together. And again, they're doing this without wanting to work with Democrats, without asking for our votes. And I think it'd be wiser to actually work with us and then have this be a bill that can earn wide bipartisan support. It is so far away from that at this moment.
We're with United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio. That said, how much of an impact will this turn with Elon Musk, you suppose, have in this process?
Well, Larry, I come back to a problem I have with the way elections in this country are funded. And people may know, and, you know, in Pittsburgh, we see tons of these ads. And Elon Musk was one of the biggest, if not the biggest, spenders to support Republican campaigns this last election. And so the threat from him to Republicans exposes the corruption, I think, in our campaign finance system, that a single billionaire or a single massive corporation can have such sway in a party. That's a problem, right? I think that can swamp the voices of voters, again, Republican or Democrat. I don't think it matters. And I think people across the political range don't like the fact that so much money runs through our politics and that the threat of one person's money is enough to change the course of a political party. That's a problem. I think it goes to the heart of what's going on and the way our elections are funded and why we've got to change it.
Well, it was reported that Elon Musk contributed more than $50 million to the campaign, but it looks like, at least at this point, the honeymoon is over.
It seems that way. And, I think it's probably surprising for folks to hear me say that I agree with Mr. Musk about this bill, but I do. It's a bad bill. And I think my Republican counterparts ought to change course and walk away from this path.
It's the old adage, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yes, it does.
Meanwhile, Congressman, appreciate the time this morning, and I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow for the great military event, the roll call for the greatest generation at Stage AE. I know you'll be speaking.
I'm really looking forward to it. And having both of my grandparents, my grandfathers who have now passed, but having been members of the greatest generation, served in World War II, I mean, they just loomed so large for so many of us. It's a real honor to get to honor those folks.
There'll be 18 World War II veterans recognized tomorrow, and it'll be such a special time. So, Congressman, we'll see you there, and thanks for the time again this morning.
Thanks, Larry. See you then.
United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.